Ramayan Act 2, Chapter 12, The Search Begins. Scene 7, Angada Speaks His Mind. The monkeys carried on vigorously searching and soon reached the Southern Ocean. Realizing that they had looked everywhere in the whole southern region without success, they fell prey to anxiety. It was now more than 6 weeks since they had left. The monkeys were fearful of Sugriva's anger, and they stood together discussing what to do when they had returned. Angada spoke. "The king will certainly have us all put to death upon our late return, being unsuccessful in our mission. Therefore, I suggest that rather than return in shame, we sit here and fast until life leaves our bodies. How can we go back and face execution in front of our near and dear ones?" Some of the monkeys agreed, and others recommended that they continue searching for some time before giving up. One of them suggested they re-enter Swayamprabha's cave and live out the rest of their days happily. This met with approval from other monkeys, but Hanuman disagreed. "I do not approve of this course of action, O Vanaras. Forgetting our master's cause and actually forming an enmity by abandoning him, this is not at all a wise move, nor will Ram and Lakshman tolerate it. Those princes will tear Maya's cave asunder in no time. Their arrows fall with the force of Indra's thunderbolt. All of us will be annihilated." Hanuman continued to speak, praising Sugriva's qualities. "We need not fear the Monkey King. He regards all his subjects with love and would certainly not kill Angada, the son of his dear wife Tara. Nor will Sugriva be harsh toward you other monkeys. We have all tried our best to find Sita, and we should now return to Kishkinda, reporting to the king for his further orders." Angada did not approve Hanuman's speech. He especially disliked hearing Sugriva praised. The monkey prince became angry. "No good qualities are to be found in Sugriva. Indeed, that worthless monkey has taken a wife who is actually his mother in the shape of Tara. Although Ram rendered him a great favor, that ungrateful wretch soon forgot his debt to the prince of Ayodhya. What piety does he possess? Why, he only instigated this search for Sita out of fear of Lakshman." Angada still burned from within from the killing of his father brought about by Sugriva. How could Sugriva ever be kind toward the son of his mortal enemy? Nor there would be more than sufficient excuse for him to punish Angada now, who had failed in his mission and had committed treason by sowing dissension among the other monkeys. He was sure that Sugriva would either kill him outright or cast him into chains for the rest of his life. Angada determined to sit there on the beach and fast until death. He sank to the ground weeping, his mind confounded by grief and despair. With the exception of Hanuman, the other monkeys sat next to him, denouncing Sugriva and praising Vali. They all sat on Kusha, with their faces turned towards the east, thinking of Sugriva's fury and Ram's prowess. They prepared for death. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.